We are learning Masechta Sota, Daf Tesamad Aleph. We are beginning six lines from the bottom of Daf Chesamad Beis. Zok the Gemara, Tain, learn the Nebraisa. Hoya Rebbe, I'm Rebbe, you say, Menayin, Shemida Sha'oda Moideid, Ba Moidin Loi. That in the measure that a person does Averis, Hashem pays him back Midik Naga Mida with the exact same measure. Shinem, it says in the Pasik, Visasa'a, Bishalacha Terivena. In the Sa'a, which is a measurement, the same Sa'a that he did Averis with, we will punish him in the same exact amount. Ainli Ella, if it's a big Avera, like the Avera the size of a Sa'a, Menayin Rabbis, how do you know to be Marba? Even a Tarkav, which is a half a Sa'a, which is three Kabin, or a Vachati Tarkav, or a quarter of a Sa'a, which is one and a half Kav, or a Kav. This, you know, the size of the Avera is smaller, like a Kav, or a Chati Kav, or a Roiva, which is a quarter of a Kav, or a Vachati Roiva. Or a half of a reva, eighth of a kav, time of a uchel is even smaller shurim. How do you know? Even smaller shurim is still Hashem pays back midik nega mida. Manayin tam aloymar ki chol sa'oin soyein v'rash. For every sa'a, Hashem will pay back midik nega mida, even by smaller measurements. Manayin shekol pruto mistarefes cheshben gadol. And Rashi explains, how do you know that even though Hashem doesn't pay for every small thing, but Hashem doesn't forget anything, everything is mitzarif to the cheshben gadol, the cheshben that Hashem makes lost lavai for einchim, everything is included. Tamalim, the pasuk says achas laachas. The pasuk says in Kehelas achas laachas limtzei cheshben. Everything adds up to the cheshben, to the amount of the punishment that Hashem pays out. The chematzina b'soita, you find b'soita also shemida shemadu daba, in the same measurement that she did averis modu law, we give her a einish. He omda pesach beisa lirayis loy. She stood on the doorstep of her house or the front door to show everyone what she looks like. Therefore, for einish, afikach koyim avidal shar nikna. The koyin stands there on the shar nikna in front of everyone. Umara koyin al kol, and everyone sees her embarrassment. He Parsaloi Sudar Narayshay, she put on her head beautiful head coverings in order to look beautiful for the Na'if, for the one who's being Mizana with her. Lafikach Kai Naital, keep a Marosha Manichai, Takasagla. We take the thing off her head, take the head covering off her head, and put it on the floor, people tramp on it, and it becomes disgusting. He kissed Kostaloi Panel, she did put makeup on her face, Lafikach, on top of Tasavana, Lafikach, Panel Marikas. Therefore now her face gets, when she drinks the water, her face gets green, it gets gold, and she gets, that's a midik nagamida of her putting on makeup. She put on eye makeup. Her eyes bulge. When she drinks the water, her eyes stop bulging. She braided her hair. The kayin takes, undoes her hair. She was merames. She motioned to the noyef with her etzpa. Therefore, she gets oynish v'yotzepanel noishrois. Her fingernails fall off when she drinks this me'amarim. What happens is the whole body gets affected by it. And one of the things that happened is that her nails fall off. He chagur loyvetzolzol. She put on this beautiful belt. Brings this rope, this rough rope made out of a mitzri, which is suri, which is things from a dekel, the koish lo lamalam adadeh, and we tie it above her dadim, as midik nagamida. He post lo serecha, she stuck out her yerecha, her thigh first, to makabel the naif, to hold the naif, thikach yerecha nefelos, therefore, her yerecha nefelos, which means it blows up. He kebalte al kereisoi, she was makabel the naif on her stomach, thikach bit natsava, therefore, her stomach gets swollen. She fed the noyef good sweets, good food. Her carbon is meichel behema. It's not a regular carbon. A regular carbon mincha is made out of chitim, made of flour from wheat. But her mincha is made out of barley, which is a meichel behema. She wanted to give fancy food. We say, no, here, your carbon won't be fancy food. Machal behema. She gave him to drink wine in his beautiful glasses. Therefore, the Kayin gives her to drink this Mayim Hamarim in this pitcher made out of earthenware, which is very lowly. And not only that, it could break easy, and it goes back into the earth when it breaks. Masha'inkin, the yayin that's reserved in beautiful kaisas. So again, we give her, she wanted to have nice yayin and beautiful kaisas giving to Noyaf. We give her this mei hamarim in these earthenware pitchers, earthenware cups. He also says that she did it in private. The Yoshev Seisa El Yoin, some by Panim, which is going to on Akaris Baruch. Akaris Baruch is Yoshev Seisa El Yoin wool, some by Panim. Rashi learns what it means is that he clears out his whole schedule in order to pay up from her. Like it says in the Pasuk by other Rasham, Samti and his Panai, which is Loshen of, that he puts all his time, Kavi Yachal, into taking care of giving an Einish to this person. Shanem, it says in the Pasuk, Ve'ein Noyev Shomro Neshef. The Noyev tries to do his Avera at night, Neshev also at night. Leimar, Loise Shireini Oyin, saying, no one's going to see me. What does it say at the end of the Pasuk? Veseise Panim Yosem, that Hashem, who is Veseise, he will turn his face towards this Chayte. Dava Acher, another Pshat in the Midik Nagamida of Seise, Dava Acher, he also Veseise, she did this Avera Veseise hidden. Hamalka in Pirsim Amagalu, the Kares Baruch Hu, be mafarsim this Avera. Shneem says in the Pasuk, to kasa sinna b'mashoin, she tries to cover, a person tries to cover his something that's sonny l'Hashem, tries to cover at night, tigala ra'asa v'kal, it'll be nisgala, it'll be exposed to the whole world. And that's what happens here also, when she goes to drink the water, everyone finds out about her chet. So that's the long braisa here telling you all the midah k'neged midah of a saita. Now in the Gemara brought down three psukim in order to show this idea of midah k'neged midah. The first pasuk the Gemara brought was v'sasa v'shalcha terivena. The second pasuk was k'chos sa'ain sa'ain barash. And the third pasuk was achas achas limtzei cheshbon. And the Gemara's question is like this: u'ma'acha d'nafgalei. Once you have the pasuk of achas la'achas limtzei cheshbon, that every avera adds up into a cheshbon, what do you need a pasuk of kichos sa'oin sa'oin barash? Lamali, when you put that pasuk, it's pasuk. You need a pasuk lekamida to teach us the midah k'neged midah. Because the pasuk achas la'achas, all it's teaching us is that even a small avera is not forgotten, and she will get an oinish. But it doesn't say anything in midah k'neged midah, therefore you need the other pasuk of kichos sa'oin sa'oin barash. But the Gemara asks, "Ma'ach the nafkalon, nafkalei, min kol sa'ayin sa'ayin v'rash." Once you know midik negim from this pasuk, "B'sas of a shachat rivena lomeli." Why do you need this pasuk of a sas of a shachat rivena? Why do you need this pasuk that says then that sa'a that they did a vera that's the and that sa'a they will get punished? Why does it have to say that pasuk? So the Gemara says, "You're right. We don't really need that pasuk of midik negim. We need it for something else. We need it for a chimna bar papa." Domra Khina Ba Papa, in a Kar's Baruch Nifra Mina Uma, Ad Shah Shulucha. A Kar's Baruch does not give a oinish to a Uma from one of the Umas Oilam until it's time to destroy them from the world. Shinema says in the Pasik, Vesasa Vishalcha to Rivena. So the Pasik is, I guess, from Lashana Vishalcha, when we're sending them away, we're getting rid of them, that's when to Rivena Hashem will give the oinish. But it's not really coming to teach me the Kanagamida. It's not really teaching us that midik negem midah. And but agav, you actually do see from the pasuk midik negem midah, because it says besasa, which means a midah meduk. It means an exact midah. So avadi learned that. That's what Gemara brings it down before as a pasuk. But you don't need the pasuk for that, because you know midik negem midah from the pasuk calls soyin soyin v'rash. You know from that pasuk. This pasuk is something else. Just the brisa that brings it down, because it's true. You do see midik negem midah from this pasuk. But Gemara is a kasha, ain't he? But it's not true. You're telling me that the only time a nation gets a einish is only b'shas when they're getting destroyed from the world. It's not true. From the mitzrayim, is he not like that? Ain't he? V'amar Rava, shalosh kaisos hamuris b'mitzrayim. There are three kaisos in the chaloim of the Sar HaMashkin. The Sar HaMashkin says that I had a kais paroi b'yadi, and I took the anovim and I squeezed it into the kais paroi, and I gave it. And I took the kais and put it on kaf paray. If in the pasuk it says three times the word kais, it says kais paray v'yadi, ve'ekach hasanav ve'eschet isam al kais paray, and it says ve'etin is a kais al kaf paray, the word kais three times. And we dash and address from this. The Rava says, shalosh kais amuris b'mitzrayim lama. Why is it mentioned three times the word kais in the pasuk by the Sar HaMashkin? So Gemara says, the kais that teaches us this, achas is Shishasas b'mei Moshe. One is referring to the kais of Peronios, the cup of Peronios, which is the misfortune that happened to Mitzrayim in days of Moshe by Yitzis Mitzrayim. V'achas, another one, is a remez, to Shishasas b'mei Parayin Achai. The cup they drank of Paranachoy was when Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed Mitzrayim. So there also was referring to that the second time Mitzrayim got the Einish. And the third one, Va'achas, and the third kais is a remez, La'asalava, Yishasid Elishter Simcha Rasel, when the Mitzrayim will be together with the rest of the Umayis and get destroyed in the Mois of Mashiach. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, you see, Mitzrayim got Einish twice, even though they were not destroyed, Legamri, from this world. V'chid Teima, maybe Yotaina, that Enchanami, the first time the Mitzrayim got it, Me'moshah, the whole Mitzrayim were destroyed, and the Mitzrayim we had afterwards are a different set of Mitzrayim. It's not the same ones. It's a different nation. V'chid Teima Hanachosdu, maybe Yotaina, that the first Mitzrayim Taka are not around anymore. They were completely destroyed. V'hani Achrininu, and the ones we have now are different ones. But I'll show you not like that. V'tanya into the Braisa. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, min yomin ger mitzri, min yomin who was a ger ha-mitzri, hoyali, chavim metalmidei Rabbi Akiva. He was one of my friends from the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva. Omer min yomin said, min yomin wanted his children eventually, or his grandchildren, to be mutter lovi l'bakal. The halacha is, a mitzri is also to marry into the Jewish nation until the third dar. So min yomin ger mitzri, he said, ani mitzri rishon, I'm mitzri rishon, v'nasasi, and I married a mitzri sheshayna. So I'm going to my son, who's a Mitzri Sheni, Asi Levni Mitzri Shni, I'm going to marry my son to another Mitzri Shni, because if I marry him to a Mitzri Rishayna, so then the grandchild will still be a Mitzri Sheni, because it goes after the apostle Shabbat. That's what the Rashi brings down from the Gemara in Kedushin. It goes after what's one of his apostles. Therefore, I'm going to marry him dafka to a Mitzri Sheni, Kedei Shei Ben Beni Mutlo V'Kal, in order that my grandson Shei Mutlo V'Kal. That was Yaman's idea, that he's going to marry off his son to another Mitzri Sheni, not a Mitzri Sheni, and therefore the grandchild be Mutlo V'Kal. What do you see from here, Lamaisa? That the Mitzriim were not Nevdu Menayilam, because the whole Isser of that love of Bakal did not come into the nation of Klal Yisrael until Dar Sush is only the original Mitzriim. If the Mitzriim are not around anymore, so then Vas Epis, do we have? So Vas Epis, there is Isser. And there is actually a Gemara in Brachas that says that my Ha'amoinim and the Mitzvah Mutlav V'Kal, why? Because Sancheriv came up and was Bilbil's called Umois. But obviously, this Minyamin is not like that. Didn't held a hole like that. This Minyamin held that there was no Sancheriv. So Kitzer, the question is that L'Chaira, we see from the Mitzvah, from the three Kaisers by the Mitzvah, that's not true, that Pshat and the Pasuk is that they only do Einish to the Umois Oilim only when you get rid of them. It's not true. You see by Mitzvah, not like that. Eli Yitme Achi Yitme. If you're going to say this memra of Achinu Bar Papa, the drasha of Besasa, it's of something else. Amar Achinu Bar Papa, in a course, Baruch Nifrim Rav Melech, Ad Shash Shiluchai, Shinem Besasa B'Shachar to Rivena. It's going on a king. Hashem does not give an Einish to a king, only B'Shas, Ibudoi Min Oilam. So the Gemara Vayta, Amei Masa Hodor Achinu Bar Papa Ha, on the following thing. Ma'idach Siv, what's found in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says in Malachi, he says, Keni Hashem, what's found in this pasuk? So the beginning of pasuk, Ani Hashem v'loy shanisi, we touch like this. Loy kisi le'uma v'shanisi la. I never hit a uma and hit it twice. I didn't hit a uma twice. Shanisi means a lotion of twice. That I never made a major einish to a nation. I did it again. And v'atem b'nei Yaakov loy kalisem haynu d'chsev chitzay akalabam. Chitzei kolam v'hein ein kolam. That chitzei kolam means that v'atim lechlisa means b'nei Yaakov, Hashem did not destroy Klal Yisrael ever. And we know that from a pasuk in Parashat Hazinu says in the pasuk chitzei kolam that the chitzei my chitzim I will destroy I will use up but not chitzei kolam v'hein ein kolam. The Klal Yisrael will not be destroyed ever. So we're saying from here that there's another a kvius. That and this pasuk, this is a pasuk. Ani Hashem lo shenisi, like kisilum shishla is another makar to this idea that Hashem does not punish a nation twice. Now the problem is that here you have the same kasha we asked before. We asked before from the story with Minyamin that you see that the Mitzrayim are still around, so we did do ancient to the Mitzrayim twice. And here we can't answer that it's talking about the Melech, because here it sounds like talking about a nation, and Tosis blibes with the Kasha, does not answer the Kasha. Zok the Moravaita, Omer Rav Amnuna, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nifra Min HaAdam Ad Tamali Sasai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give a Einish to a person until Nismala Sa'asa, until he gets to use all his Taivis by Lamazan. The Marsha explains, talk about a Rasha. A Rasha, we don't give Einshim to a Rasha in this world, let him enjoy this world, he'll get all his Einshim in the next world. By a Tzaddik, we don't want him to have any Gehenim, therefore, in this world, we give him some Einshim. But a Rasha, we ain't not nifrimad mash tamali sauce until he gets all his taivas. Shenam is in the pasuk. B'malois sifka yaitzaloi. When he finishes taiva, then we'll bring his tzaros. Daros arachni bar pav ma'inuch says in the pasuk. Rav is thinking about Hashem la yisharim navasila. The tzaddikim will think to Hashem la yisharim navasila. For the yisharim, it's nice to praise Hashem atikri nava. Sehila, don't say that's royu for them to give tehila to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ella is tied to like this. Nevei sehila, their place is sehila, is praiseworthy, which was what we're referring to. Zem Moshe v'David, shleshaltu seneim b'maseim. This is Moshe and David, their handiwork. The Seine Yisrael can never be nene from their ma'aseh deim. Their ma'aseh deim was saved. David, the Chassid says in the Pasuk, Tovu Baris Shara. And the way Rashi learns is, he's talking about David HaMelech's palaces, that when the enemies came to capture Yerushalayim, they couldn't get the palaces of David HaMelech. David HaMelech's palaces, their gold, the golden walls, the golden doors, the silver, the nechosh, the copper doors, everything sank into the ground, and they got nothing, only wood, and they didn't want to take wood. They didn't want that. Tovar Chara, it's one shot. Other Achrayim learn, like the Marshal learns, is going on the Beis HaMikdash. At the Beis HaMikdash also, they didn't get a chance to get all the gold and silver in the Beis HaMikdash. It all was buried. And the guy, the Maisei Daim of Moshe Damamar, Mishabone, Mishanivna, Mikdash Rishoy, Nignaz Oyel Moed, Krosov, Krosov, Brichav, Avmudav, Adonav. All the part, what happened to the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu built? Everything was buried when they built the first Beis HaMikdash. Heicha, where they buried it? Amar Chistam Avimai, Tachas HaMechiloi Shehechel. Under the tunnels of the Heichel, they were all buried. To teach us that these handiwork of Moshe Rabbeinu and David, Nevei Sehila, their places had Sehila, that no one was able to touch it. The Rishon were not able to get their hands on that. Those things were buried away from the eye, away from the eyes of the Goyim. The Goyim couldn't take it. The Marshal learns that by David HaMelech, Tovu Bar Sherez going on the walls, the doors of the Beis HaMikdash and the parts of the Beis HaMikdash, the Goyim couldn't get that. And that was Beschus. That was when David HaMelech, when they wanted to bring the Arayin into the Arayin into the Beis HaMikdash, the doors held themselves closed, and they only opened up with Schus David. So like upon him, those doors are special doors, those copper doors, special doors, and they not fall into the hands of the Goyim.